All right, Gretchen, say it with me.
Welcome.
Your catchphrase is well. Our catchphrase is welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in for studying Streamiverse's platform, whether they be a Quibi fan podcast or Spike podcast, or somewhere in between. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today.
Welcome. There we go.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the Spite is back.
Yes, the Spite is back for another go around, another turnabout, another turnstile.
Yes. We previously mentioned on Thursday's episode, we had some late breaking news about Quibi and things just falling apart like a shaky Jenga puzzle. And we were hoping that Rob and Danielle would drop a fresh episode of Streamiverse, and they sure did. So we are here with a special Saturday episode for you.
Yeah, I call it a throwback to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
We're dusting off the old diplomas and hanging them back on the Streamiversity wall, the wall that's still standing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Class is back in session, baby.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see all your friendly, studious faces out there. And we got a special longer edition of Streamiverse for the Streamiversity to talk about this time.
Yeah, their episode was more than 30 minutes long, and what a delight to once again hear Rob's laughter, to once again hear that the Spite is strong with Danielle.
Mm-hmm. And they reminded us that they called it. They said before Christmas, Quibi would be dead on arrival. And not only that, she didn't expect it to be dead on arrival before Halloween.
Yeah. They really, Price is Right rules, they won. They came close, but they didn't go over.
Who would have thought that 6 months, Quibi would go down the tube that fast?
Well, Rob and Danielle would say that, but a lot of people, all those investors.
Anti-fans.
as they talked about on their most recent episode of Streamiverse, JCATS had a meeting with all of the investors. He says he's going to give back whatever money is left. So out of all
the
billions.
A lot of the investors' money, yeah.
Of all the billions and billions the investors put in, there was $350 million left.
Yeah, you're right. There was billions. But in my head, millions is still a lot of money.
Oh, yes. We operate in a different world than these people.
But I can't believe he's just like, refund, here you go. I'm like, I guess they didn't want to burn out the rest of the cash. They probably have a board of directors that's controlling some of the situation too, I assume. And they're going to return on their investment, and no buyers, no Apple TV wanted that stuff.
I had not read that anywhere, that they had been shopping it around and there were no takers. But I guess it's like the, 7 p.m. Sunday at a garage sale. Let's just take this to Goodwill.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. They're taking it back.
That's what they're doing. They're donating it. They're just going to donate the rest of, cut their losses. And I don't even understand, Rob and Danielle were talking about what's JCATS going to do next. And it's like, I don't know. How do you turn around from an epic failure? And then Meg Whitman saying, well, we'll never know why we failed. Wink, wink.
She's right in that. We don't live in a, I think this is my second Gwyneth Paltrow sliding doors reference in a week, but we don't live in any kind of sliding doors scenario where you could see what would have been. So she's right. We'll never know with 100% certainty.
We'll never know. Right. But we can sure guess some of the problems that Rob and Danielle brought up again, actually were problems that you and I have discussed, were problems they brought up eons ago, it seems like. Yeah, it's so funny. They're like, we started this podcast basically within a pandemic, and we got success and we did good things and we had listeners. They said they probably have more subscribers than Quibi ever did or something. I thought that was funny.
Well, and they also were able to point to all of the growth that was happening with other streamers.
Like Netflix.
Hulu. And, you know, they did fine during the pandemic.
Right. That they didn't need... In fact, I remember Netflix just randomly coming out with more and more shows during this pandemic, which seems like it's been the last 5 years of COVID, but it's really only the last, you know, 10, I don't know, 6 months, 7 months.
They did talk about, though, you know, it really is too bad for the people that were involved on the creative end, people that were able to pitch their shows. So hopefully those people are able to move on to better things. One thing, I don't even know if I've ever talked about this on our podcast. So pre-Quibi, you know, you and I, Richard, we both listen to a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite podcasts was over at Gimlet called The Nod. And
yes,
the hosts of the show, Brittany Lewis and Eric Eddings, one day, like, I don't know, at this point, a year ago, they're like, hey, guess what? This is actually our last episode of The Nod. We are going to be moving, though, to a visual medium. It's going to be on this thing called Quibi. And then I was just like, okay, I don't know what that is.
Oh my gosh.
And so they've had their own Quibi version of The Nod. And sometimes they have been popping into the old podcast feed of The Nod. So they've been playing audio only of a few episodes. Their show was coming out, I think, 3 days a week on Quibi.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Talking more about current events. So the tagline of their show is they're Blackness's biggest fans. And so they've, you know, been putting out a lot of episodes about Black Lives Matter and other current events related to that. So today I see there is this like sad statement from Brittany and Eric, and you just say like, well, we don't know what we're going to do now.
Oh my goodness.
So that's just one example. I hope though that they have a pathway back to podcasting or whatever it is that they want to do. Maybe they don't want to go back to podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they were moving on up, but hopefully they can get something. My goodness. It's funny you should mention, actually, that you heard about Quibi from a different podcast before we discovered Streamiverse. I was listening to one of my Rob Has a Podcast episodes. I think it's called News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Actual news. So the AF has a double meaning.
Oh, really? It does?
They were talking about the Cuckoo Bananas Bonkers Quibi show ideas. And that actually sparked my interest when they were talking about throwing meals across a room and just like completely destroying these meals at blindfolded contestants and then having to remake that meal. I was like, what is this madness? What is this idea that seems so wild and out there? Little did we know that that was just scratching the surface of the Quibi universe. And they, like I even told you the other day, there are so many Quibi shows I have not finished yet that I kind of want to sink my teeth into before it deletes off my phone. My goodness. So even though it's an epic failure, I still had a lot of interest in the shows and ideas. And I really wish it was just on Netflix, or I wish it was just on Hulu. I wish some of these unique programming, they could have done something. You know how Netflix did the Choose Your Own Adventure? They could have done something like that with these Quibi shows on a TV and not just your phone.
Okay, bear with me. How about this? Quibi releases a DVD box set of everything.
Amazing. 100%. Yeah? That's just my nostalgia. Yes, that's scratching an itch.
And then it's in the solid state media. And you know what? If your basement floods, that's on you, but they put it out there.
I'm in. I'll buy it. Yeah, and then it just doesn't disappear. Like, we've talked about CISO shows that seem to somehow have disappeared. Like, they existed on a comedy streaming network, and then they cancel the network. Where does it go? And some people say, yeah, you could still find it here in such a place. And I'm like, I'm missing some of the properties that I know and love. They're gone because a streaming service went under.
Yeah, I don't want to wait 15 years to like find it on Pluto TV randomly on a Thursday while I'm eating my dinner in front of the television.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have it. Now, another thing they mentioned was Quibi's going the way of MoviePass. Guess who had a subscription to MoviePass, by the way?
Oh.
This guy. So I also was a part of that epic failure. Tristan and I would go to the movies, and it was like, what was it, like $20 a month or something? It was something ridiculously cheap.
It was 5 cents, and they gave you a free bag of popcorn.
That's what it was. And we basically got free movies. MoviePass was paying for the movies. Little did they know that the movie theaters weren't going to go for that.
Richard, you are an early adopter. So when you are an early adopter, that's just the cost of doing business. Is not everything you sign up for is going to be a winner. Because you've signed up for a lot of things that still exist.
Right. And it just doesn't pan out sometimes. And that's, like you said, the risk. But we have the memories, right?
So has Quibi sent out any emails to you as a subscriber?
Have they reached out to me? I don't think so.
Well, just like a general email saying like, hi, you may have heard the news. Your last day to be able to access content will be this day. Your last billing cycle will be this. Like, even just something very administratively boring.
I'm going to look right now in my email to see if Quibi even emailed me as of late. It's loading. I'm searching the term Quibi. My email's probably like, what are you talking about?
Your Gmail's moved on.
Yeah, my Gmail's purged all the emails by now. All right, the last Quibi email I got was October 19th. New on Quibi this week, Big Rad Wolf and Murder Unboxed.
So a standard.
Now trending on Quibi was the 15th, Level Up Your Life. Yeah, these are emails that they probably published years ago. And they're just popping in my email as these shows are randomly coming out.
It's a standard marketing, here's what's new email.
Yeah, that's the last email I've received. I haven't gotten anything that's saying they're going to go bye-bye. Which is, that's just sad. Why do I have to find out from CNN?
Mm-hmm. You know, Anderson Cooper's got enough on his plate.
Yeah, he doesn't need to report that Quibi's going under. Quibi should just tell me.
Yeah, come on. Get some gumption, Quibi.
Yeah, so now all this is doing is making me want to watch more Quibi shows because it's telling me all the Halloween genres and all the scary things and spooky things that are coming out for the Halloween season.
Well, you better get your wrist ready to turn.
Yeah, I think I'll start watching 50 States of Fright tonight and see what happens. If it just cuts out.
And that's a show that they've been talking about since the beginning.
Yeah. And Rob and Danielle mentioned there are shows that haven't come out yet that they were actually genuinely interested in.
Yeah. The Steven Spielberg You Can Only Watch at Nighttime show.
Yeah. That didn't materialize. There were certain shows. And I've already told you, and Scott said this in his eulogy, the interface is not really great, so you don't always know how to find a show or what's happening, what's coming out, because I'll scroll and it'll say, oh, you want to watch this, and I have to keep scrolling to try to find something I actually want to watch instead of stuff they're suggesting I should
mm-hmm.
watch.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
I wish you nothing but the best as you try to jazzercise your way through the rest of Quibi's catalog. I really have nothing else to say other than that truck is stuck.
And I'll just add that it was great to hear from Rob and Danielle. And the theory is, the plan is that when Quibi really, really, really is gone, they might come back one last time. One last time.
Is that confirmed, or is that just the tingly feeling you have when you talk about Rob and Danielle?
They mentioned that they want to make sure that they live longer than Quibi.
Ah.
So as soon as Quibi is gone, they'll come out with an episode to make sure that they outlast.
Oh, the spite is strong.
With them.
Well, their spite is strong, but we got nothing but love for Streamiverse and Rob and Danielle. So it was so nice to get back to our roots, Streamiversity roots. Thank you, scholars, for joining us today for Saturday School.
Yes, our Streamiversity scholars, we missed you, but you're still here with us.
Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday to Daily Chit Chat.
Oh no, there's the bell. Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.